Good morning. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and we're live. We're live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. And this is just an attempt to gather together really as a church community and just to share and to connect and to care for one another and to seek the Lord together. So we're living in strange, strange times. The whole country is, you know, yesterday President Trump said he feels like he's a wartime president now. We're on a wartime footing. And yet, it's an invisible enemy, right? There's no one invading our country. There's not, we're running low on toilet paper and hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes. And we're already feeling bored and restless on day four of our quarantine status. But it's a strange, strange time. So I want to share something a little lighthearted with you. This was posted by probably a bored and frustrated dad named Jared Jones in the Atlanta area, and I thought it was really funny. Beth shared it with me this morning, and I thought I would just share it with you, a little perspective. It says, cue Ken Burns' Civil War violin. So get the Civil War era in your mind. My dearest Martha, I write to you as pestilence has gripped our land. We are on our third day of quarantine, and we are running low on supplies. We have ample food and provisions, of course, but we lack the one thing necessary to survive: more toys for the children. They've already finished every puzzle, every board game, and they've eaten all the snacks we bought for the entire quarantine. Today, in a desperate attempt to restore some hope and civility to our home, I braved a trip to Target to see what they had. I bought a $10 Frozen puzzle and a $10 lightsaber, one for the girl and the boy respectively. I thought, since they were equal in value, it would be a fair exchange for the two of them. I was wrong, Martha. I was very wrong. The lightsaber was far more desirable than a mere puzzle. Chaos ensued. I now have to go out later and buy a second lightsaber. These are the times that try men's souls. We may not make it through spring. If Disney Plus were to stop working, then all hope would be lost. I hope to write you with better news in a fortnight. Your humble servant, Jedediah. So, I'm guessing that most of us probably feel torn between two different ways of thinking. Maybe even people are in kind of two different camps regarding this whole situation. There may be, on the one hand, you look around and you think, why are we under quarantine? Why is everything shut down? There's not really anything happening that much. I mean, yes, some people are sick, and yes, some people have died, but surely our country has been through far worse than this to have this unprecedented closure of everything. That's kind of like the one hand kind of way of thinking. And on the other hand, you think, well, it is a pretty bad disease, and it could get much worse. It's supposed to get much worse. I mean, yesterday in Italy, they had 475 deaths from COVID-19 in one day. Supposedly, the experts tell us that we're about 2 weeks behind Italy in the timeline. And of course, we're a much bigger country than Italy. So imagine if 2 weeks from now, we were to see like 1,500 to 2,000 people a day dying from COVID-19. That would be horrible. We don't know if that's what's going to happen or not. So we're in this place of sort of waiting and hunkering down and not knowing what's coming, and things are very uncertain, and some of us might be feeling scared or anxious. Some of us might just be bored and frustrated. I don't know where you are this morning. I kind of go back and forth in my mind between believing the experts and being concerned, and then feeling frustrated that I can't go anywhere or do anything. And so I thought it'd just be good to just connect in this little virtual way and get God's perspective on things and seek his face in it all. Psalm 46 is what came to mind. The number 46 has been strangely on my mind lately. I turned 46 in a week from today. I turned 46, and I've had a lot of birthdays. I don't know why this one seems so strange to me. Closer to 50 than I am to 40 now, undeniably so. But that's life. Psalm 46, one of my favorite psalms. very well known. I'm sure you've heard this before. It's a psalm to the choir master. It's from the sons of Korah, and it's according to Alamoth, and it's a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters foam and roar, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolation on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 46 teaches us many things that are helpful to remember at times like this. One is that the refrain that the Lord is with us. He is our fortress. He is our strong tower against the enemy. He is the one we run to and we find refuge. God with us is in many ways the central redemptive theme of the Bible. When Jesus came into the world, his promised name, his prophetic name was Emmanuel, God with us. And he came to reconcile us to God so that God would always be with us and we would always be with God. And so I think the first lesson that we need to know is that wherever we are, whether we're able to go about our normal daily routines or whether we're quarantined in our homes, running out of snacks and toys and games, wherever we are, even those who are in hospitals, on ventilators, if they are a believer, if they belong to the Lord by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God is with us. He is our fortress. The second truth that we need to see is that God is in control. God reigns over the nations. God reigns over the affairs of the earth. There have been some people, some atheists, agnostics, doubters, and skeptics who have been on social media questioning believers, saying things like, why would your God send this coronavirus into the world to target old people and cause all this devastation? You know, we don't have an answer to the why question. We're not qualified to give an answer to the why question. Why would God bring coronavirus into the world? Why would COVID-19 spread to 145 plus countries around the world? We don't know. We don't have an answer because we're not God. But we do know that we live in a sinful, fallen, broken world. That our world is groaning, Romans 8 tells us. All creation is groaning under the weight of the curse of sin and the brokenness of the fall. And COVID-19 is another example of that. The world is broken. Without God in control, there is no hope in the midst of the brokenness. In fact, without God, there's no way we can even say the world is broken. We can just say, it is what it is. Too bad, deal with it. But at least with God, we know God is in control. He's working out his purposes. We don't understand why. I don't think God would be able to explain it to us if, you know, it'd be like trying to teach calculus to a puppy. It's beyond our scope of our brains. And so we just don't know. But we can trust that God is working. God is working in the world always to do two things. And this is what we kind of come back to. God is working in the world always to do two things. To glorify himself, to exalt his name. And that's a good thing because we need God. We need to be drawn to God. And the other thing he's doing is he's always working to bless his people for our true good. Part of what's happened to God's people, in our community at least, is that we're all home much more. We're much less busy than we were. We have more time to spend in God's word. We have more time to spend in prayer. We have more time to spend with our families. So there are benefits that we can draw at times like this, and we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful, realizing that God is in control. So God is with us, and God is in control. And the final, which connects these two, is that in God, we are always secure. Psalm 46 tells us that because God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. And Psalm 46 calls us to be still and know that I am God. So God is with us. God is in control. And because of those two truths, we are always secure in his hands. Even in death, because of Jesus and his resurrection, we pass from life to death and then into eternal life. So we have no reason to be afraid, but we have every reason to be still and to know that he is God. Let's spend some time together seeking the Lord, shall we? Let's pray. Father, we are so small. We are so weak. We are so ignorant. Times like this remind us of that. They remind us of how fragile all the things that we think are strong are fragile. All the things that we come to depend upon in our day-to-day lives are not so dependable. But you are with us. You are our fortress. You never fail. You are in control. We do not understand all of your ways. We cannot understand all of your ways because we are not God. And yet you remain steadfast and faithful. Your good and holy character never changes. And you have purposes that you are working out in the midst of this time. I pray that we would be still and know that you are God. I pray that we would seek your face. I pray that we would sit at your feet and learn from you and grow in you. May we use this time to grow in our faith, to grow in our knowledge, to grow in our dependency upon you, and to bring our children along in growing in faith and knowledge and dependency upon you. Father, we do pray for our world at this time. It is a troubled time. We pray for the people in Italy who are right now in the thick of it. Hundreds of people dying every day from COVID-19, and it's spreading to France and to Spain. Father, we pray for you to protect. We pray for you to bless. Father, we pray for an end to COVID-19 in your mercy. We pray for the hospital workers, for the doctors, for the medical staff, that you would strengthen them and sustain them. We know many of them have been working exhaustingly long hours, dealing with intense stress and pressure for days and weeks. That's really hard to stand up under. So we pray that you would strengthen them. We pray that you would continue to give wisdom to leaders in government and community leaders, that we might know how best to respond and how best to be wise. When we lack wisdom, you tell us to ask of you, and you will give it to us. And so we need it, Father. We need wisdom. Give us wisdom as to how we should be living our lives. What things should we do and should we not do? Where should we go? Where should we not go? How should we spend the time that we've been given? Father, we pray that your name would be lifted high. We pray that as people see their own frailty, that they would not get angry with you as though somehow you owe us an explanation for what you do and why you do it, but that people would be humbled and broken and repentant and would seek you by your Spirit, drawing them to you. We pray that you would bring people to yourself. Use us, Father, use each one of us as ambassadors for Christ in the midst of this time to speak truth in love to a dying world. COVID-19 is not the worst thing facing this world right now. The worst thing is our sin, our alienation from you. We are a dying world because we have rejected the God of life. So, Father, turn hearts back to you and strengthen your church. Care for your people. Father, we lift up these prayers to you. We trust you. We look to you. We love you because you first loved us. And we pray all these things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me for this time together. I hope it's encouraging and helpful to be reminded of the truths of God's Word. And just continue to pray for each other. Continue to reach out to each other in love and check on each other. We need to be loving each other through times like this. So thank you for joining me. And just a reminder, 7:30 tonight, I'll be coming on to do an Ask the Pastor Live. I have a couple of questions that have already been sent to me that I'll be answering first. And then I'm going to open it up to questions so you can ask your questions through Facebook. So that'll be 7:30 tonight, Ask the Pastor Live. So I will see you then. And so God bless you. Have a great day.